Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
He said, is this your first? And I said, yes, sir. I smiled and I said, we just had a girl. He said, oh boy, just like me, you're a fortunate one. He said, girls, they're different, and I ought to know. I've got three myself, but they're all gone. You're in for the ride of your life, just enjoy it, son. There's gonna be first words, there's gonna be first dates. You'll think she's perfect, but she'll make mistakes. So be there to listen, and be there to talk. Learn to let go when it's her time to walk. And she's on her way. She's on her own. Just yesterday, you were bringing her home. You'll watch her fall down. You'll watch her grow up. She'll meet somebody, and she'll fall in love. Hear what I say. There'll come a day when she's on her way. You'll feel like a king. It's hard to say no to your little queen. And the sweetest words you'll ever hear are, I love you, Dad. Sometimes you're gonna wonder if you're getting it right. But as long as you love her, she'll be just fine. Smiles turn to tears and back to smiles at the drop of a hat. Her knees will get skinned, her heart will get broke. The years will go fast, some nights will go slow. Boy, honor her mother, whatever you do. 'Cause the worth of a man, she'll take that from you. When she's on her way, she's on her own. Just yesterday, you were bringing her home. Watch her fall down, watch her grow up. She'll meet somebody, and she'll fall in love. Hear what I say, there'll come a day when she's on her way. Off to school, down the drive, ponytail waves goodbye. She's the light and the love of your life. And then there's cars. There's boys all made up, no more toys. One day she's somebody's wife. She's on her way, she's on her own. Just yesterday, you were bringing her home. You watch her fall down, you watch her grow up. She'll meet somebody, and she'll fall in love. There'll come a day when she's on her way.
Well, I'm in Nashville and I've just come over to Phil Vassar's house to give him his British Country Music Award of Top International Act. What do you think about that?
It's amazing. I still can't believe it. I was like, are you serious? Is this a mistake? It's awesome. I'm really so happy. And I'm just, pumped about the future, you know, about coming over and playing a lot more. And that just gives me the incentive and the inspiration I needed. I'm excited. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Lee.
Because you've made a conscious effort that you're actually going to come over a lot more than just say once a year or once every 2 years.
Right. Well, for us, I mean, like I said, two to three times a year is our goal. And, it'd be nice to be able to come over for at least a month at a time and play in two or more and, you know, all over Europe and especially the UK, you know, because it's interesting to see what's going on in the market over there. The country market's really kind of blowing up, and that's really exciting for me to, you know, for us, especially over here, you know, you're really, nobody ever talked about it before, but now everybody's really talking about it. So, and we feel like we're in the, you know, the front end of that, and I'm excited.
Yeah, now you've also got a TV series that's being shown over there, and you do it from your house in the cellar.
Mm-hmm. Well, Songs from the Cellar, like, you know, I've talked about, is just such an organic thing for me. It was just a, you know, it was just a neat room, and I'd light candles, and I had my keyboard down there, and I was just writing songs. I said, man, this is such a vibey room, you know, and I don't know why, because it's such an old, you know, little, it's all it is a cellar, really, you know, and I've always loved wine, and, you know, so I put the cellar down there, and I put the keyboard, and I was lighting the candles, and I was saying, man, this is great. And then I started inviting my friends over to write songs and hang out and drink wine, and then we just started telling stories, and I said, man, people would love to hear these stories, because I think, you know, it's, you know, they just see what they see, not behind the scenes of, you know, why we wrote the songs, or, you know, why these, you know, folks wrote songs for Garth Brooks or whoever it may be. You know, I just thought it was very, very interesting. And you know, it's interesting for me, so it's got to be interesting for everybody else. It's a real inside view of what goes on. And I love it. I'm really excited.
There's quite a cross-section of artists that you have in. They're not all country. And in fact, you've had two Brits in recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we had Gary and of course, you know, Darren and the Two Ways Home guys. So we just, you know, we're hoping that we can get some more of the, you know, the UK guys over and just hang out in the cellar. And I'm learning a lot more about what's going on there and what they're doing. And it's really impressive. I mean, these are really... You know, these guys really are great, and you know, of course, you know, there's so many, even guys like Frampton and Winwood and that are from there too, that live here, and a lot of guys like that I'm trying to get on the show too, and, you know, of course, guys like Buffett and, you know, Brenda Lee's doing the show, and, you know, the guys like Little Big Town and you know, Dolly, we're trying to get Dolly to do it. I know you talked to Dolly today, and she's my favorite, absolutely one of my favorites. And my favorite story was Dolly. When I first met her, this has been years ago, and I was on tour with Kenny Rogers at the time, and Kenny and I became really close, and I actually got to write some songs for Kenny and produce some songs on his records. And he, you know, of course, and I was so nervous about meeting Dolly, and she's always been one of my heroes. I mean, this woman is one of my favorites ever. I mean, she's a complete humongous personality in this little bitty body, right? So I was just telling her, and I was felt so, you know, it's very humbling, you know. And I said, well, I'm so amazed with you, and, you know, I've always been a huge fan. And she goes, oh, honey, and you're young enough to be my lover. I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was just completely stunned, and I laughed so hard. And she is just an amazing woman, and one of the best ever, I think, that's ever been in this. This genre, and she's as real as they get. I love her.
Because what I find interesting is you're getting all these major names. Obviously, you know them, so that helps a lot. But, you know, you've got a small studio down there, and you're just getting these people to come in and open up and talk about their life, which they probably wouldn't normally do on any television program.
Well, I think it is. I think it's just, to me, there's no agenda. I mean, none of us are selling anything. It's about the raw art, about the song, you know, and it always comes back to that for me, you know, no matter who the artist is, you know. And I remember my first cut was Engelbert Humperdinck, as we probably have talked about. That was the first time I ever got a song recorded, was by Engelbert, right? And isn't that funny? I mean, I was 22 years old, whatever, and you know, a huge fan. I mean, I always, you know, Please Release Me was my grandmother's favorite song. And, you know, so I had Tom Jones Records and Engelbert Humperdinck, you know, of course, all the Brits, like, you know, the Beatles and all that stuff. My dad... was his favorite, right? And George Jones and Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. So getting to hear my heroes like that, you know, but it's, you know, I can't express to you what it's like to have, you know, guys like this in my cellar, you know. They're my friends, and you know, like Brenda Lee, who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I mean, who else can say that, right? So having her here, and she's my neighbor, and, you know, having folks like that that can just, we just come over to the house, sit in my cellar, and we talk, and it's very real. It's organic, and there's no agenda. We're not selling anything. We're just talking about music and talking about songs and why we love it. It's got a lot of soul.
I mean, this is a great area where you live, and you're just surrounded by many of the big country stars.
Well, we are, and it's so funny because Steven Tyler's over here now, and then the guys from Styx are right behind me, the guys from Journey. I mean, big rock and rock stars, you know. You know, Jim Carrey, the movie star, you know, I mean, all of these guys, you know, Johnny Depp. I mean, it's just, it's like bizarre. You'll be in, you know, Starbucks and you'll see, you know, Cole and Keith, and then you'll see, you know, Alan Jackson. It's just, it's a really, you know, diverse, you know, crowd. And a lot of the athletes too are moving here. A lot of the, you know, the highest paid football player lives across the street. Jay Cutler is the quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And the highest paid baseball player is David Price, and he lives across the street. So it's like, you know, these guys were Nashville guys, and they went to Vanderbilt, so they stayed here. They loved it. And I think Nashville is just a neat town. And it's, as you guys know, it's got a real small town feel. And the people are very hospitable, and it's, it, the pace isn't like L.A. or New York. So Nashville is very different, you know, in that way.
And none of the general public actually bother you guys. You know, you just, you know, they might ask. Yeah, that's right. Whereas some places, you know, I heard some stories about Beyonce yesterday on the CMA Awards, right. And I thought that was pretty not good.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened. You know, it's just a whole different world. And, you know, they come from that diva-esque, you know, thing. You know, and I don't understand it. I don't think any of us, you know, I think all of us are just real, real folks, you know, that, you know, a lot of us have been really blessed folks that, you know, that came from nothing and did well. And, you know, it's just sort of that dream here, you know, you just work hard and hopefully it pays off. And I think it's a lot of pretentious folk, especially in Hollywood. I see a lot of that. You know, I've been there and I've been in movies and I've done TV and things like that. And it's just a real... You know, it's all about what table you're sitting in at what restaurant. It's like, here, nobody cares. It's like, let's just go have some barbecue and, you know, whatever it may be. And it's just, I love that about Nashville. And I always did. When I first came here from my hometown, I think the moment I was here in this town, I felt at home. I knew I'd never leave. I love it. Everybody, I'm Phil Vassar, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
On a plane to the West Coast, laptop on my tray, paper spread across my seat, a big deadline to make. An older man sitting next to me said, sorry to intrude, but 30 years ago, my busy friend, I was you. I made a ton of money and I climbed up the ladder. Yeah, I was Superman. Now what does it matter? I missed the first steps my daughter took, the time my son played Captain Hook in Peter Pan. I was in New York, said, sorry son, that has to work. I missed the father-daughter dance, the first home run, no second chance to be there. When he crossed the plate, the moment's gone, now it's too late. Fame and fortune come with a heavy price. Son, don't miss your life. Funny you should say that, I was sitting at the gate. My daughter called, she made straight A's and they're off to celebrate. Scrolling through the pictures of my little family, my daughter with her mom and friends, not a single one with me. They know I love them, I know they know I care. The truth is, half the time I'm not even there. I missed our fourth and fifth anniversary. Our girl was early by a week. Her sister had to hold her hand. I was in LA, she said, I understand. I missed her first day of school. Man, we're kinda crazy, fool. Let's such precious moments pass. We all know time goes way too fast. Hold on tight, cause it don't happen twice. Don't miss your life. I get off this plane, I'll buy a turnaround ticket. Saturday's her 8th birthday and I'm not gonna miss it. There'll be balloons and birthday cake and I'll clean up the mess they make. My mom and dad are driving in. I haven't seen them in God knows when. My wife will probably say to me, I thought you were supposed to be in Portland. For a few more days, I'll take her in my arms and say, I heard some words that hit me hard last night. A man said, don't miss your life.
Music, new music.
Yeah, I mean, for, you know, I'm all done with the record. You know, we've had we've been tied up in a bunch of legal mess in the last few years, and which happens, you know, in our business. You know, it really does, and it's all done now. So we're excited, and I've got so many new songs, and I'm so excited to release a record. I think we're putting a Christmas record out in the UK, hopefully in the next few months, and then some new music definitely by next year, and along with the tour, as you and I have been discussing. So I'm really, really excited about coming over and maybe bringing my daughters and, you know, just showing them. They've never been over there, you know. So I've taken, you know, I took Haley with me to Europe when I did Europe once, and I did, Germany and Italy and all that, but she really wants to go to London and see the UK, so she's very, very pumped about it.
Well, it's nice to see the award in a prime place.
It's so exciting. I mean, I couldn't seriously when you guys called me, I was like, "Well, really? It's just for real?" Because I saw who I was up against, and you know, the Little Big Town guys, and I know Thomas and Kip and all those other guys too, and of course, who I know all very, very well. And so I'm really excited. Thanks so much. I can't thank you enough. And I promise I'm gonna do you right. I'm gonna be over a bunch, and you guys are gonna get sick of me before it's over with.
Yeah, maybe play at the awards next year if you
can. I would love that. That would be so nice to actually get to do that and be part of it. I really and of course, you know, I'm getting pictures and seeing all that stuff going on when you guys sent me. I really do appreciate that. I really do. Thanks so much.
We had Steve Ward 2 or 3 years ago, and he was great.
He loved it. And Steve, too, is just, I mean, one of the greatest guys in the whole world. And he's probably one of my favorite guitar players that ever walked through, you know, the planet. And I've gotten to write with Steve. And I think about it sometimes. We just did the Opry together a couple weeks back. And we got to hang out, and we talked a lot about, you know, just, you know, going over to the UK and stuff. And he was talking about, you know, the experience he had coming over and playing with you guys. And, you know, it's just excited me. I'm really, really excited about coming over myself. It just makes me want to go now, you know. So yeah, sure. So we're pumped.
He co-wrote a song with a Swedish guy called Hicks. I don't know if you ever met Hicks. And this Sunday, he doesn't even know this yet, but it's gone straight in at number 4 in the charts.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so cool. You know, that's really, really great. I haven't, you know, I'll have to, congratulations. I won't say anything, of course, but you guys tell him first. But that's that's amazing, and I think that's what's so cool, you know, and just to see kind of what's going on your charts and what's going on your, you know, with the awards. And it's exciting. I mean, just to see, like, what you see to see, I mean, how much it's grown in the last few years.
Oh, crazy.
I was like, really? I had no idea. And, you know, I guess it's just growing exponentially every year. And so it's very, very exciting. And I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Phil, thank you so much.
Lee, thanks so much. Thanks for having me. Thanks for bringing my award to my house. That's delivery. Delivery service. Everybody, I'm Phil Vassar, and you're listening to Lee Williams. Took a drive today, I saw an old willow tree. I thought about a bedroom window, I thought about